This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome back, Nation. We're live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio, where Broadus is on a Friday rant here off the air. It's fantastic. He's coming in hot. Battle of the Brands, Southern Leisure, your chance to get a hot tub and pay nothing. Just sign. 48 months, 0% APR, nothing down, unheard of terms for a new hot tub. And we have the 2024 G-Bag Nation Whataburger flag waiting for you. Just come on in and saunter over to our promo table. Pick up your new flag. I told you Brian's hot. Holy cow, I didn't realize.
Pain in the ass.
Segment's brought to you by Soda. That's state of the art. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks and DFW. If your loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for your free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Here's the chief with your NFL news of the day, buddy.
That's right. And we're really just pre-gaming here for about 15 minutes from now when we start the first bet payoff of the day. I will be inserting my body into sub 40 degree temperatures.
Yeah.
Submerging it.
Risking hypothermia.
And frostbite. The guy was telling me about the frostbite situation that happened a few years ago, and I'm hoping to avoid that.
Yeah.
But also looking forward to it at the same time, because then I get to barrel into another football weekend and see what type of hell awaits me, which it's amazing how creative the sport is getting with how it's just crushing our souls from a survivor standpoint. I will tell you what, though. One of the silver linings of today has been walking in here with like 40% cowboy confidence.
Yes.
And then having Broadus talk about things and his confidence just it's dripping off of him with Cowboys victory.
Yeah.
And then you see
it comes down to the matchups.
You see the injury report and you'll look at what the Steelers got going. We know the Cowboys dealing with some injuries, no question. Micah, Tank to start things off, Brandon Cooks. But they're gonna be without Alex Highsmith, one of their linebackers, hugely important for them on the edge.
He's a good player.
And then they're also going to be without what the Colts linebacker who just played the Steelers last week says is their best running back, Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah.
He's officially out.
Yeah, he's not really. I mean, he's an athlete.
Right.
You
runner,
know, when you ask
receiver,
him,
returner.
Yeah, when you ask him to do things like, okay, they try and run counter plays, and you take a jab step, and then you run, you know, you create space and all those things. He's just a hand the ball, toss the ball, and then go run guy. You know, and that's and then when they're able to open holes inside, like I said, they're in a little bit of like the Cowboys situation where they might not be playing their best backs. You know, they're trying. But when they put Patterson in there, you know, or Warren in there, they run the ball differently.
Well, guess what? Warren's going to be out as well.
Yeah.
According to the official injury report. Yeah. So they're basically, if you're talking about talent, they're going to be playing and starting their third best running back. And then, Broadus, what do we know about their now what is going to be their backup running back? Which is really their fourth or fifth string running back.
I can't.
You say he's from Harvard?
Yeah, he's a fourth string running back. They're down two backs now, and so they're going to have to activate. I don't know. Like, I'm going to have to look at their practice squad elevations possibility, but you know, watch Dallas go out and give up a bunch of yards to a backup guy. But yeah, they're running back. That's
fourth string Harvard running back.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard some running back explained so pathetically in NFL history.
Well, that's where we're at right now. I mean, nice. I have yet to see this guy play.
Lipke thinks that sounds pathetic.
This dude's about to get a game ball. Wait till Sunday night at about 11 o'clock.
He's going for 7 a rip.
That's going to be a disaster if that's the case. But from this perspective,
Aaron Shamklin. Eric Shamklin. Yeah, 5'9", 195 pounds. Number 33 from Harvard. Matter of fact, Eric Shamklin, and how about this? This is weird. He was a Dallas free agent in 2022.
I thought I recognized that name.
Shamklin.
Yeah, the Shamklin does ring bells.
He was waived injured. He went to Indianapolis. He went to the Chargers.
Rings bad football player.
And he went to Pittsburgh. And now he's on the Pittsburgh. He's been a Dallas, Indy, Chargers and Pittsburgh. He's in 2022 a college free agent out of Harvard.
Well, the injuries are stacking up there for the Steelers, and that bodes well for Cowboy victory. And Broadus is predicting exactly that. Elsewhere around the NFL, here in your NFL news of the day, getting you set for your football Sunday. The Colts have ruled out running back Jonathan Taylor for Sunday's game versus the Jaguars, so that has big fantasy implications there. Austin Eckler has cleared concussion protocol, will be playing Sunday for the Commanders. Brian Robinson is going to be a game time decision, though, and he's of course their starting running back. So he is trending the right way, but we'll see if he actually gets the start. Rashee Rice, he's actually going to have his knee scoped in Dallas next week, and once that is done, there will finally be a definitive timeline on what his return is going to be, because we've talked about him all week like he's out for the season,
right?
But they haven't made that super official yet. They want to do all the confirming possible before, I guess, making that call. So he's going to be getting a knee scope in Dallas next week, and then that will give us a better picture on what the plan is for him here moving forward. Let's see. We also have a big game, Bills and Texans. This is the Stephon Diggs revenge game. And the Bills are going to be without Khalil Shakir, one of their better receivers, and then Ed Oliver on the interior of that defensive line. That's going to be a heck of a fun game there. I'm probably leaning Bills get the victory. Nico Collins has been a super stud for the Texans. I know it's the Stephon Diggs revenge game, but if you're the Bills, it's like, how do we stop Nico Collins? Joe Mixon is not going to be playing for the Texans once again. He's got that ankle injury. So they have not been able to run the ball well at all. This is watching the Texans. It's just, hey, C.J. Stroud, can you bail us out on 3rd and 7 or 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 9? And he's actually good enough to do it very consistently, but I don't think he will be versus the Bills. I think the Bills bounce back in a huge way after their disaster versus Baltimore, and Buffalo is going to get that dub.
I would not be feeling confident at 3-1 if I'm Houston right now. Our record says we're strong, we're taking the next step. I think the game flow has shown we're a team with some significant issues and not quite ready for that step that maybe the offseason suggested we were.
Yeah, I just, when you watch the Texans play, though, the injuries, as you mentioned, Eric, I think have really – Joe Mixon was a big part of what they were doing.
That first game, he was pretty awesome.
Joe Mixon, Laremy Tunsil being hurt, Tank Dell being hurt. They've had a lot of things that they – Damian Pierce, they've had to deal with a lot of injuries with the Texans. Those are like their major players.
Yeah.
So, especially offense.
That's what it looks like. Yeah.
So, yeah, the quarterback's having to kind of pull it out of his rear to make sure that, you know, that he's going to make plays.
They're awful at running the football, especially on these early downs. How about this? Nate Tice with the stat of the day, and we've already talked about C.J. Stroud having to bail him out on third downs and stuff, but since week one, the Texans' offense has had 46 snaps on third and fourth down. They have thrown the ball on every single one of those plays. Anytime they're on third down or fourth down, they have thrown the football. They don't. They're not in a third and we can run this situation.
Yeah.
They're not in third and two and you run the ball. Third and one and you run the ball. Anytime they're on third or fourth down, they have thrown the football. That just shows you how bad they've been at being able to run and get in third and manageables. They really haven't been able to do it. So
I feel like the Cowboys would have to be close in that stat, you know, and that's why I'm advocating for them to abandon the run. I know we have Schlereth on, and a lot of the old school guys will be like, you got to establish the run and keep it on running it. That's what Pittsburgh is doing, and they're, you know, not scoring the ball at all. You know, you have to, you know, and the metrics say – you are robbing yourself of win probability if you run on early downs like that. You know, I'm not going to go against thousands and thousands of games that go into these computer, you know, simulations that show if you just pass the ball more instead of running into a brick wall for 2.5 yards, you're significantly increasing your chance of victory.
Yeah, and if you're one of these teams that has great success running the ball on early downs, then hey, good for you.
When you're able to
just snap your fingers and it's second and five or second and six or second and five or four or three, like, sure, go ahead and just run that ball. And when Baltimore was doing that versus the Cowboys, or the Saints were doing that versus the Cowboys, yeah, you're gaining, you're staying ahead of the chains by running the ball. You're run, and it's now all the way to the first down already. Now you're not even getting to third down because you're running it so well. Okay, great, but like what the Texans got going on right now, they're just leaning on C.J. Stroud so much, and I think that is going to be something that they're going to have to fix if they want to get to where a lot of people felt like they could go when the season got here, which was, could they get to an AFC championship game perhaps?
We know the pizza's going to be here in about 30 minutes. We know the bet payoffs are kicking off in less than 2 hours, and you just hit it. That's the kind of team that should consistently run the ball. You get the first down after running it twice consistently. You're like, well, hot damn, another first down on second with two runs? That's the team that keeps on, you know, handing it off. And ultimately, you're going to get great looks on the back end, you know. But it's anything short of that, you got to be taking every chance you can for a big play when the defense isn't expecting it. On third and seven, of course they're expecting it. Yeah. You know, take it on first down. And, you know, now I'm giving myself three chances to make a chunk play instead of two bad runs and one chance.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Broaddus is nodding along. I think he's agreeing, but I also think he's stewing inside because he loves a good first and ten handoff.
Well, the thing about it is, though, to me, this, you know, the Cowboys did something the other day late in that game that I felt like it needed to be done, and that was their ability to, when they were trying to just get first downs to try and kill the game, throw it on the first down, run the ball on second down. If it was second and four, second and three, they would do that. You know, first down runs, you know, can be a waste. But, you know, the ability to run the ball is so important. And I think there was a time maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago where I remember coming on this show and we would argue. And Jeff was really the one that would argue with me about that, was any type of run was a wasted play. And I feel like now we've kind of got into the point where if you don't run the ball, then you really don't have a chance to move the ball.
You know?
So I don't know. It's funny how we've changed, though. I mean, as a group that watches football, you know, there's those things like, man, I will never ever go into a season or a game thinking I'm not going to run the ball. I'm not going to run the ball. And now it's, you know, but there was a time 2, 3, 4 years ago where every time you threw the ball, every time you ran the ball, it was a wasted down.
I think in the late teens, it had become like an idea of maybe we don't have to run it at all.
Yeah.
And this process hasn't been evolving for that long, but now I think it's clear what you want is balance to open up the big passing plays. And if you can't have balance, the next best thing is not to try to insist on having balance.
Yeah.
It's admitting you can't run and trying your chances at throwing the ball downfield and hoping for big plays. You know, obviously, you know, if you can make a defense defend the entire field, you know, you're going to be efficient. You're going to play ball control. You're going to make, you know, first downs without the risk of turning it over. But if you can't do that, running it on the early downs is really, you know, preventing you from getting the job done. Apparently, unless you're the Steelers, you know, this Mike Tomlin, he is quite a winning guy.
Yeah, dude. Well, when you can keep the other team from scoring more than like 13 points, you can kind of get away with some stuff. But there it is, NFL News of the Day.
Thank you, Chiafalo.
Yes, sir.
We're live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio, where you can get 0% APR for 48 months and nothing down right now on a brand new hot tub and the all new 2024 G-Bag Nation flag. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we're talking hoop. We have a rim session, but Krusty's Corner is next. Brian, what's in store for here us on this Football Friday?
Yeah, we got a referee report and I've got some questions for my guys. We'll do that.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Next.
Thank you very much, Lucius. 0% APR, nothing down. That's for 48 months, 0% APR. The Battle of the Brands live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Great time to get a hot tub. It's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Very appropriate, because it's about to get very chilly in here.
About to get chilly.
As Eric Chiafalo's bet payoff, the Jim Harbaugh, is about to commence. You can watch us live at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. We got a wireless mic for him as well, so we'll be able to hear the, I believe that is, it takes the wind right out of you, you know?
Yeah.
That's
what they say.
Right out of your lungs. Yeah.
They got a step up there. I like what they...
got to take the phone out of the...
Yeah, room. Oh, that would have been nice.
That would have been, yeah.
That really would have not been payoff. Good. Yeah. That would have not been good. Okay, yeah. So what did we learn about this? This is 30,
sub 40.
Sub 40.
Yeah, 36 degrees, I believe.
And to complete the payoff, it's just really get through the segment, right? And then I'm done. And then Broadus is going to try and
we'll time this.
Unseat me
because Brian wants to do more time.
Yeah, I want to see if I can beat you at this.
Yeah, he's been s-talking me all day about his stamina or whatever. So I guess
just the feats of strength thing, you know.
Yeah,
that might be just that. It's kind of a competitive thing with me.
Okay, so it's the coaching collared shirt tucked into the leather belt. Khaki pants. These are as khaki pants as I have.
Yeah.
So we're going for it. Now, here, if you don't mind, I'm going to pass that along here. Ooh.
You can feel the cold.
All right.
That thing's at right about 37 degrees, I believe, is what it's saying right
now. We have 1 foot in. The second foot is in up to the knee. Now he's down into the waist and up to the chest.
We're good.
Told you.
We're in. My gosh, we did it! All right, I can't breathe.
Yeah, is it the initial, just the initial, just the coldness
right
of it?
Right now, it's my elbows.
Yeah, I heard that. Don't put your fingers in. Take your hands out.
That's the part that's going to be life changing for Ryan when he does this. Coming up at 5:20, right?
Yeah, 5:20
expressway.
All right.
Broadus said I didn't have to put my head in. Right?
You know you can. You could dip it all
right
down.
Now. I'm just going to try and stay still. This is really freaking cold right now.
That's some good shivering he's doing. Yeah, get that on the webcam. Get a close up of that over there. Yeah.
Is it taking his breath away a little bit?
I can tell you right now, I am off Jerry's draft board. Remove me entirely. Didn't drop me down a couple of rounds. He said you will never be a Cowboy.
All right. In the corner, we've got Sean Hockley. Eric is your official today.
Sean?
Sean Hockley.
Yes.
Ed Hockley's son.
He's a lifer.
He's officiated three games this year already. This will be his fourth one. What you need to know about Sean Hockley is the offensive holding penalties are really, really pretty prevalent with this guy.
Is he as jacked as his dad? I can't remember.
He's not as jacked up as his dad. No, he's not as jacked up as his dad. But his dad was a big-time official. But, yeah, offensive holding is a big thing with these guys, with his crew. He's called five of them, though, on the eight that he's called. Five of them have been against the home team, three on the road team. And we'll see how that plays out.
Cowboys are on the road, right?
Cowboys on the road. Yep.
You're so screwed in this thing, bro. How many minutes has it been? Because they said after two I should not feel it anymore.
Very therapeutic.
I can still feel it.
You're looking at 2 minutes right now.
Wow.
Just went 2 minutes, Chief.
Man, look at like his head is. It kind of reminds me. He and I broadcast one time outside at the Miller Height, and he forgot his jacket.
This is a jacket on situation.
So this is what you do if you want to increase your cardio health, right?
Yeah.
Your heart health.
I think there's heart health involved. I think there's just general like the anti-inflammation stuff. Like silver lining, hopefully my body feels great today after this.
Yeah, hopefully so. All right, illegal formation. Mm-hmm. That's when your tackle gets too deep, you know, in the backfield.
Yeah.
Got to watch Sean and this crew. Okay, zero. He's got five of these calls. Zero against the home team. Five against the visitors. So Cowboys trying to line up a little deep, maybe playing. Got to worry about that. Roughing the passer, three. In this game, defensive pass interference is another one. Offensive pass interference and delay of game. So these are some things that you're going to have to deal with.
3 minutes.
With Sean Hockley and his crew. Matter of fact, in the last six games, Eric.
Yeah.
Would you like to take a guess at what Sean Hockley's record is with the Cowboys? Six games.
4-2.
4-2?
Yeah.
Flip it.
2-4?
2-4.
Dang it.
Wow, that's whole body shivers.
It is.
The big shivers, too.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It's weird. My like the pain, like my elbows feel like they are in the ice more than anything else for some reason.
Huh.
My elbows.
Everything else is dead.
Maybe. I didn't know I had like a Tommy John situation that I didn't even know about.
All right. Hey, Eric, I'm going to ask you this question first. Are you worried more about Watt or Fields in this game?
Ooh, that's actually a great question there, Broadus. I think the Cowboys have shown they can have a plan versus one pass rusher. It was week one versus Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
And they were able to neutralize him. So I think it's Justin Fields and what he's able to do. You saw what Lamar Jackson was able to do on the ground, these running quarterbacks, that is hugely lethal.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it is Justin Fields and what he can do with his legs for sure.
Dawson, how about you? Do you worried more
Four
about
minutes.
Fields or are you worried about Watt?
I'm worried about Watt there in that fourth quarter. Cowboys need a big play, and he's going to be pinning his ears back. You know, I think it's going to be a very low-scoring game, and Cowboys will need one in the fourth to get the win.
Eric.
Yeah.
How you feeling in there? Are you feeling it all?
I have, like, this warm pit in the arms, and then I flared
my elbows
out.
I thought you peed in the thing. I thought that's what you were saying. When you said warm feeling, I thought you peed in it. Please don't do that.
I don't think he could
what
right
what
now.
This is going to do to you, Broadus, is going to do the exact opposite of what the RuPaul place did to you in Vegas.
Okay. All right, Eric. Who
5 minutes.
Who will have a better stat line, Lamb or Pickens?
Oh, it's going to be Lamb. Lamb is going to get – he's going to get fed. Joey Porter Jr. is the only really respectable corner. They have a rookie as the nickel. We know where CeeDee Lamb can dominate from the slot. And then with no Brandon Cooks, I would imagine this is a force-feed CeeDee Lamb game.
Mm-hmm.
Ferguson will probably be a big part of it, too.
Yeah.
But Lamb will be the one.
Dawson, who will have a better stat line, Lamb or Pickens?
Pickens. Cowboys going to have to sell out to stop the run. Big plays, just like last week against the Colts for the Steelers.
All righty. How about this one, Chief?
Yeah.
Cowboy player that we haven't been talking about that could be a difference maker in this one. Cowboy player that could be a difference maker that we haven't been talking about.
I would say maybe could it be – well, I mean, if Ferguson does, if Ferguson would count, I think Ferguson could be in store for a really big one.
Sure.
And then I will throw in there Chauncey Golston as a dude who on the edge in a game where you're going to have to be setting it at a high level. I think he will probably open some eyes from that standpoint.
Uh-huh.
The pass rush is not going to be there, but the run-stopping ability there with him on the edge, I think maybe that's a terrible answer.
I think it's pretty good. Dawson, give me a guy that we really haven't kind of talked about very much that might be a difference maker in this game.
Our guy, Eric Kendricks. Another big game coming for him.
I like it. Biggest game
since week one.
I like it. I like it a lot. Eric, you still doing all right in there?
I'm hanging tough. It's the fingers and the toes now, really.
Coming up on 7 minutes in the cold tub, Eric Chiafalo's bet payoff here at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. He's been shivering for close to 7 minutes now. It was immediate as soon as he got in there. Brian's is coming up at 5:20. I'm more curious about how you're looking at this thing, Brian, because they say it's not ideal.
Ideal for an older gentleman, I think. So
blood pressure could get you.
Yeah, high blood pressure could get me there. But
the contracting blood vessels.
Do you think that as soon as this segment's over, that Eric's going to get out, or is he going to stay in there?
Oh, he wants to get out.
I can't wait to get out of here, dude. My teeth have stopped chattering, which is good. But everything else is just, I can't wait
to get
out of here.
Have you gotten used to it yet?
My elbows have. That elbow pain isn't quite there as much. But the toes and the fingers, I don't know if they ever really get used to something like this, do they?
No. I don't know how these players do it on a regular basis.
Yeah,
that's insane.
I've never been in something this cold for this long.
Well, you're coming up on 8 minutes. Congratulations to Eric Chiafalo. If you want to wait just another 15 seconds, you'll post a round number there for Brian to try to beat.
Yes.
Coming up at 5:20. My eyebrows are coming off as well for my bet payoff. Flagtober 2024 here at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Join us here on Justin Road. Get your flag all the way until 7 o'clock. 8 minutes on the money.
He just went underwater.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
No way. Look at that. And we're back with the remaining 3 hours of the G-Bag Nation going around the rim talking about all the basketball storylines of the day here on a Football Friday in the Nation.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.